Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who helps us understand the power of honesty. And he's written all the books on the topic, Be a Change Champion, also Just Be Honest, also Honesty Works. Also, honesty sales, you're starting to get the picture here, right? Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, Stephen. You know, we're coming up on 12 years, you and me. No, 13. We're coming up on 13
wow.
years. How about that?
Time flies.
When you're having fun, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So how can you have fun if you're negative or everybody around, or people around you are negative? It's not, you can't do it, can you?
Well, we have to look at our self-talk first. So a lot of the reason why we're negative to other people is because we're actually negative to ourselves. We really have to look at our self-talk. You know, for example, if you're saying, oh, this is never going to work out, or our customer's never going to buy from us, or we're doomed, or look at the economy, or whatever the case may be, or look at the political landscape, and,
mm-hmm.
and how interesting that is, to say the least. You know, the bottom line is if we talk negatively to ourselves, we're going to talk negatively to other people, which
yep.
is actually why a lot of people are negative to us, because they're negative to themselves.
Right. Well, and why do you think people are like that? You know, I think about myself whenever let's be honest, as you would say, Stephen, we all have a tendency to be negative, right? I mean, we get down in the dumps, we get somebody licks the red off our candy, maybe two or three days in a row, and we all have a tendency to do that. Isn't the question whether you can get yourself out of it or not?
Yes, and one of the ways to get yourself out of it is by who you surround yourself by. Because actually that can either perpetuate your negativity or change your negativity. So if you're surrounded by positive or encouraging people who believe in you, you're going to get out of that funk, most likely. But if you surround yourself by people who reinforce that negativity, who are bringing you down, who don't really appreciate yourself,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they're focused on, that's going to enhance that negativity. So what we really need to do is look at who we surround ourselves by, as well as what we read, what we look at on TV. You know, again, if you're just focused on that negativity, it's going to reinforce that negativity.
You know, and my audience has heard me say this before, when I turned 40 many years ago, I said to myself, no more BS, no more unhappy stuff. And I started moving away from people and things that made me unhappy, and I started moving toward people and things who made me happy. And I'll tell you something, that's worked for me. It's amazing how happy I have been since I declared that for myself.
Absolutely.
And then took action to make it happen.
Well, I think you kind of, hit the nail on the head. I mean, there's three things you got to do when you're faced with a lot of negativity. Confront it with yourself or other people. Then decide what you're going to do about it, and then you got to take action. A lot of people make decisions, but they never take action.
Right.
So what good is that?
Well,
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we can talk about it in depth about how you confront it, how you decide and take action, but the bottom line is those three steps have to happen.
Well, you know, I guess there are two kind of people. There are people who have the potential to be negative. I'm one of those. And there are people who like to wallow in their negativity. I'm not one of those, right? You know what, you see what I mean? I mean, I think we all have to recognize that negativity can happen to us. I get into that state sometimes, but I don't allow myself to stay there. And I sure as heck try to make sure it doesn't roll over and infect anybody else.
Yeah, and again, I think the key is who we surround ourselves by, because a lot of people, when they know about my motivation stuff, and around honesty stuff, they think I've always been a positive person. But like what you're describing about yourself, I actually am not inherently a positive person. I've learned to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like building a muscle or working out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do it or say it. You got to really work at it. And so I've learned strategies. And one of the key strategies to changing around our negativity is look at the questions we're asking ourselves and other people. So, for example, let's say you're in a negative conversation with somebody. You could say to the person, what's positive about the situation? Or if you're negative in a relationship and you keep fighting, you can say to the person, okay, let's look at what's good about the relationship. And, of course, initially the person might say, nothing. You know, they might be upset about that. But you could say, no, let's look at that. And then what you can do is start off by saying compliments to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I learned, whoever asks the questions controls the conversation.
Yes.
And it's the conversation
sales
with themselves.
Professional salespeople know that well.
Absolutely. And yet we forget to apply it on ourselves and in our personal life as well.
There's a great icebreaker that really derails a lot of negativity that I use every day. If you meet someone and you have a little interchange with them, you don't do it in the beginning, and you have to mean it. You have to be sincere about it, but just say, "What can I do to help you?"
That's great.
It's hard to be negative when somebody's thrown that down in front of you, isn't it?
Yes. What can I do to help you? I like that. And that does change the focus of the conversation and actually change the direction of the conversation.
Well, and then they might say, well, you know what, I got this alligator eating on me. Can you help me with that? And you know what? Sometimes I can.
Well, and it's great in a sales and growing business environment that we need to be focused on every day. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's key.
I think one of the great blessings of living longer is it surely to goodness you've learned how to solve problems. You've met some people who can solve problems. And when you run into people you can help, isn't that one of the great blessings of being older that you're able to help other people? Because,
absolutely.
I mean, especially when it's like no skin off your nose to do it, right? You just make a phone call or whatever. That has a big impact on negative people around you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think this deals with another principle that we often forget about, the law of reflection. Whatever we give out in our life, we tend to get back. What goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing and what you're focused on, it sounds like, is actually taking a positive action. And when you take a positive action, it actually creates more positive actions with other people. So often somebody will say, well, I'll do something for that person if they did it for me. But what we really need to do is actually do something for them, say great things, take positive action,
mm-hmm.
and that'll encourage them to take positive action back with us. So I like what you're doing and what you're saying because you're taking the positive action first.
Well, and the other thing is if you actually help them, the next time they see you, they won't be negative. They'll be glad to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's almost a defensive mechanism, Stephen. Hey, Stephen, I need your website, please.
Yes, justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com.
When we come back,
yeah,
check out his stuff, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about that website. Stephen has some lies that we tell ourselves and others tell us that he wants to talk about when we come back. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Stephen Gaffney.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.